JP Morgan flags Strategy's cash reserves at just 6.3 months. JP Morgan has turned cautious on crypto, and the sharpest line in its latest note is a number aimed at the sector's most watched balance sheet. The bank's analysts estimate that Strategy, the corporate vehicle that has spent 4 years stacking Bitcoin, holds cash reserves covering roughly 6.3 months of its obligations. The figure was circulated by CoinMarketCap on June 8, 2026, and it reframes a company usually discussed through the lens of how much Bitcoin it owns rather than how long its cash lasts. The timing matters. As of June 8, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,130, up 1.3% on the day, but down 13.2% over the past week, according to live CoinMarketCap market data. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 15 in extreme fear. A liquidity warning from a major bank reads very differently in that environment than it would during a rally. The runway number, in context, a 6.3-month cash runway is not the same as insolvency. It is a measure of how long a company could meet near-term obligations from cash on hand before it needs to raise more, sell assets, or refinance. For most operating businesses, that figure would be tight but not alarming because revenue keeps refilling the account. Strategy is different. Its software business throws off modest cash relative to the scale of its debt and preferred equity commitments, and the bulk of its value sits in Bitcoin that it has repeatedly said it does not intend to sell. That combination is the heart of JP Morgan's caution. If the operating business does not generate enough cash to cover interest and dividend obligations, the company has three levers: issue more equity, issue more debt or preferred shares, or sell some Bitcoin. The first two depend on open, willing capital markets. The third breaks the entire thesis the stock was built on. A research note pokes at the financing side. Strategy popularized the playbook that dozens of treasury companies later copied. Raise capital, buy Bitcoin, let the stock trade at a premium to the coins it holds, then use that premium to raise more capital and buy again. The loop works while the share price stays above net asset value and while financing stays cheap. It strains when either condition flips. JP Morgan's note pokes at the financing side. A short cash runway means the company is more dependent on issuing new securities to stay current, and the cost of those securities has been climbing across the treasury company cohort. Earlier this month, Bitmine priced preferred shares at a 9.5% dividend to keep buying Ether, a yield that tells you how much investors now demand to fund this model. When the market charges that much for fresh capital, a thin cash buffer turns from a footnote into a pressure point. There's also a mark-to-market overhang. Strategy and Bitmine together sit on a combined $16.5 billion in crypto treasury losses at current prices. A reminder that the assets backing these balance sheets have moved against the buyers this quarter. Paper losses do not force a sale on their own, but they shrink the premium that made cheap fundraising possible. The part that is not new skeptics have flagged Strategy's structure for years, and the company has answered every cycle so far by raising more capital and adding more Bitcoin. Its obligations are heavily term structured. Much of the debt carries low coupons from earlier raises, and management has consistently argued it has multiple financing options before any coin would need to be sold. A single research note does not change that. What it does is move the conversation from how much Bitcoin does Strategy own to on what terms can it keep funding the position, and it puts a specific, uncomfortable number on the clock. For the wider market, the read-through is about leverage rather than any one company. Professional Bitcoin holdings already fell to 261,000 BTC in the first quarter per coin shares, evidence that some institutional money has been trimming risk into the slide. A cautious flag from JP Morgan on the largest corporate holder adds to that picture without confirming any forced selling. The signals to track from here, the signals to track are concrete. Watch for any new equity, debt, or preferred issuance from Strategy and the coupon attached to it. Because the price of capital is the live test of JP Morgan's thesis. Watch whether the stock holds its premium to net asset value, the metric that keeps the funding loop turning. And watch Bitcoin's level against the cost of the company's obligations, since a deeper drawdown would tighten the same screw the bank just pointed at. For now, nothing has broken. Strategy has not signaled a sale, and a 6.3-month runway is a warning about flexibility, not a default notice. The story is that one of Wall Street's largest banks decided this was the metric worth publishing, while the market sat in extreme fear.